Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network, the National Pork Industry Forum in Kansas City. And one of the Pork Act delegates representing the state of Nebraska is Michael Lucky. He's from the Columbus area. Michael, thanks for visiting with us here today. Michael, you also serve on the Animal Welfare Committee for the Pork Checkoff. And a lot of things have been discussed in that committee, especially with the gene editing that has presented itself as potentially an option in livestock production, right?
That's correct. And actually this summer, the Animal Welfare Committee meeting is actually going to be in conjunction with Animal Science looking into gene editing and what could be coming down the future. There's several different companies working on things right now, from pigs that are resistant to viruses, resistant to disease, also looking into making pigs that you may not have to dock their tails, you may not have to castrate the male pigs. It might become something similar to a seedless watermelon, where it's as simple as going through, making a few tweaks to the genetic makeup of the pig, and you no longer have that stressful event in the pig, you no longer have that stressful event for the caretaker, and you still get a high-quality, nutritious end product at the end of the day. These are all things that are very new and rapidly changing, and it's not something that our industry is willing to rush into, because when you're dealing with the genetic makeup of an animal, everything that you do may or may not have a consequence that is unforeseen down the road. Yeah. So we're taking baby steps, we're taking cautious steps, and we're looking at all different outcomes before anything ever even comes close to entering the food chain.
Yeah, but we have to explore what negatives might come with this, right?
Yes, if we go through and make a pig that never gets sick, does this mean that we no longer need veterinarians because we no longer have any antibiotics or medicinal needs? That's something that we need to realize, that if we go down a road, there may be unforeseen ramifications, and we need to feel those out. We need to make baby steps. That way we do not collapse the side industry. There's been some talk of making pigs that get 40% more nutritional value out of their feed. This sounds great until you realize that that is a reduction of 40% of corn inputs and soybean inputs, and then the manure is no longer usable as a fertilizer because all of the nutrient is taken out of it. It's become turned into an absolute waste product that has no value. And like I said, this is the very tip of the iceberg. We are approaching this very cautiously. And more importantly, we've had companies approach us saying, this is what we're doing. We're letting you know nothing is going to enter the food stream. Our food supply is still completely safe, and all studies have shown that it will continue to be safe. It's just that we're taking baby steps to find out where this may lead.
On the animal handling front, just as it stands right now, trying to generate low-stress production methods, what's been the discussion about that?
We've actually gone through and did some funding on different projects, everything ranging from new handling methods to new handling equipment, such as for nursery pigs and ISOing pigs, loading them with a conveyor belt, per se. We funded a research study that looked into that, and the pigs actually enjoyed it. There was no change in stress between moving the pigs up the chute with a sorting board versus letting them hop onto a escalator or an elevator, run up the ramp, and then decide, I want to come try and run back down. It's trying to like run backwards on a treadmill. It didn't work out too well for them. And stress to the animal was relatively unchanged. Stress to the handler was reduced by 50%. We went through and did thermal imaging of the pigs, thermal imaging of the handlers, and the handlers experienced a much more easy time of loading the animals. It was enjoyable. It was fun. They did not get overworked or overstressed. So looking at worker safety, looking at animal safety, we're looking at every aspect of how we can make it better.
Again, we've been visiting with Michael Lucky. He is from Columbus. He is a Pork Act delegate representing Nebraska at the National Pork Board meetings that were a part of the Pork Forum in Kansas City. On the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.